Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan are closer to receiving a significant wave of U.S. foreign aid. NPR's Claudio Grisales reports the U.S. Senate is on track to approve a $95 billion package in coming days.
The Senate canceled its recess this week to take up the foreign aid package following its passage in the U.S. House over the weekend. House Speaker Mike Johnson defied hardline Republicans who were furious at him for relying on Democratic votes to help advance a plan that includes aid for Ukraine. Now, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says members will work until they can send the bipartisan package to President Biden's desk. About $60 billion in military aid to Ukraine, more than $25 billion to Israel, and $8 billion for Taiwan. It would also force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the popular video sharing app or be banned in the U.S. within a year. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
A decision is not expected until sometime in June, but justices appear to be split along ideological lines over a case involving an ordinance in the town of Grants Pass, Oregon, that bans homeless people from sleeping or camping in public spaces. The Supreme Court case is likely to have a major effect on how the country deals with homelessness, given that many cities and jurisdictions lack sufficient housing or shelter space for homeless persons, as NPR's Jennifer Ludden explains.
The court's more liberal justices jumped in right away, accusing Grants Pass of targeting people simply because they're homeless. Justice Sotomayor said, you don't arrest sleeping babies, you don't arrest people who fall asleep on a beach, you only arrest people who don't have a home.
Demonstrators outside the court protested on behalf of providing shelter for the homeless, rather than criminalizing people simply because they have nowhere to go. Summer months are coming up quickly, and with them, dangerous heat. But a new heat warning tool from the federal government could help people stay safe this year. The story from NPR's Alejandro Barunda.
Your local weather forecast this summer will probably include a new metric called heat risk. It factors in considerations beyond temperature that make heat dangerous, including humidity and the time of year. A 90-degree day in April, for example, is more dangerous than one in July because people's bodies haven't yet adjusted to heat. Risk can also differ based on where someone lives.
90 degrees in Miami is not the same as 90 degrees in Portland, Maine.
That's Mandy Cohen. She's the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A heat risk score of 2 or orange signals risk for people sensitive to heat, like children or people on particular medications. 4, magenta, means it's really dangerous for everyone. Alejandro Barunda, NPR News.
Supermarket chains Kroger and Albertsons are giving it another go in terms of salvaging a proposed merger deal. Companies agreeing to sell 579 Kroger and Albertsons stores to New Hampshire-based C&S Wholesale Grocers in a deal valued at roughly $2.9 billion. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 253 points. You're listening to NPR. Delta Airlines says it will raise pay for flight attendants and other non-union employees. That's as union activity in the South ramps up. Melissa Fado from member station WABE has more.
Atlanta-based Delta says it's boosting pay by 5% for more than 80,000 employees and raising all starting wages to $19 an hour. The airline is by far the most profitable U.S. carrier. It also has some of the lowest union representation in the industry at just about 20% of its workforce. The Association of Flight Attendants has expressed interest in another go at unionizing Delta after it narrowly failed to do so in 2010. The pay boost at Delta comes as business leaders and some elected officials in the South are reeling after Volkswagen workers at a plant in Tennessee voted in favor of joining the United Auto Workers. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Fato in Atlanta.
Work has begun on a much-anticipated high-speed rail line that would link Los Angeles and Las Vegas. A construction kickoff ceremony today included Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, along with other local officials and representatives from the company that is building the rail line. Train is expected to run from just south of the Vegas Strip to a rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga, utilizing bullet trains. Company Brightline already operates a high-speed train between Miami and Orlando. It's expected the new California train that would be running by 2028 through the median of busy I-15 potentially could cut travel time between the two locations in half. Crude oil futures prices lost ground today as traders backed off concerns about Mideast tensions and focused more on supply and demand. Oil was down 29 cents a barrel to $82.85 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.